From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a frantic rush for voters in so-called battleground states. There's only 3 days until America casts its ballots, and Republican Donald Trump and Democratic Hillary Clinton are racking up the air miles. In Wilmington, North Carolina, Trump told supporters he has upset the establishment.
And this was an easy decision. I went from being the ultimate insider to being an outsider like they've never seen before. We are doing so well. This is a movement like they've never, ever seen before.
Hillary Clinton had to shorten her remarks to supporters in Florida because of a torrential rainstorm, but she still called for everyone to get out and get out the vote on Tuesday.
As your Secretary of State, I traveled to 112 countries. I stood up for human rights, women's rights, worker rights, and LGBT rights. I have spent my career fighting for kids and families, and if you elect me, that's what I'll keep doing.
Clinton is scheduled to campaign in Philadelphia Saturday night, where she will appear with pop singer Katy Perry. Trump has campaign stops in Nevada and Colorado. He also plans to go to Minnesota and Michigan, as well as Pennsylvania, on Sunday. Newly released voting figures show 33 million Americans have already cast their ballots for the next president. The U.S. military says that this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. Provincial authorities say Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz killed 33 civilians, at least half of them children. This is VOA News. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters Saturday in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of a government crackdown. The protests erupted hours after Turkish authorities ordered 9 executives and journalists from the opposition secularist Cumhuriyet newspaper held for trial. Prosecutors linked the arrest to the newspaper's alleged support for a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup in July and for its alleged links to Kurdish militants battling the Ankara government for an autonomous homeland. Iraqi government forces continue to fight their way into the city of Mosul, but the Islamic State group launched a counterattack Saturday. As Edward Uranian reports, the Iraqi forces are meeting stiff resistance from IS fighters.
Iraqi government forces traded artillery fire with Islamic State militants as they attempted to advance into areas of eastern Mosul. On the western side of the Tigris River, which divides the city, satellite images reveal that Islamic State has created a no-man's land near a strategic former military base and outside the city's main airport. Buildings which might have been used for cover by advancing Iraqi forces have been destroyed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian civil defense officials say at least 3 people were killed and 15 others injured in an apparent airstrike on Darat Idza in northwestern Aleppo province. The opposition-run news agency TIKA posted a video online Saturday purported to show a missile falling on the town. The footage showed a huge explosion and a large plume of smoke rising afterwards. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found in Borno State carrying a baby boy. Some 276 girls were abducted from a school in northeastern Chibok town in April of 2014. The government has vowed to secure the release of the nearly 200 girls who remain captive. And Pope Francis has denounced the scandalous amounts of money that governments and world institutions have found to save ailing banks, but not suffering people, including migrants who are dying as they try to cross the Mediterranean. The pontiff on Saturday denounced those policies as he described the current treatment of migrants in the Mediterranean as shameful. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.